Welcome to the Broadcast Dialogue Podcast, the show all about the media industry in Canada.
This episode of Broadcast Dialogue, the podcast, is brought to you by Momentum Media Networks. Records and Rockstars with Jeff Woods is available to stations now as a weekly or daily feature. Learn more at MomentumMediaNetworks.com. Numeris announced last week it's making major changes to the way Canadian radio in small and medium markets like Kelowna, Saskatoon, Thunder Bay, and Halifax is measured. Essentially, those 95 stations will join Canada's major markets in being in ratings year-round. On this episode of Broadcast Dialogue, the podcast, Ross Davies, Director of Member Engagement Radio for Numeris, on the sample challenges that came to a head last spring when diaries for 10 radio and 5 television markets had to be suppressed, and the way forward, continuous measurement. Let's start by talking about what some of those challenges in radio measurement have been. Can you talk about what some of those are and when they started to really affect what you do at Numeris?
There's two components to this. One is in our PPM panels, which is in the markets of Vancouver, Calgary, Edmonton, Toronto, Montreal, and then we have all the diary markets, of which is about 95 diary markets. Okay, so there's two different issues here, but both of them require sample, and we have to get people to participate in our surveys. Our call centers make roughly 50,000 phone calls a month just to get people to see if we can contact people to be interested in participating in our surveys. So there's a ton of work that's going out just trying to get people to enumerate, okay? In our PPM panels, it's not so much of a problem because once we get our panels set up in all the PPM markets, they can actually stay on the panel for a longer period of time. In diary, they're in for 1 week only and then they're out. So diary is the one that really drives the strain on our on enumerating people in for our surveys. So that's the big issue. It's more so in terms of enumerating sample. It's more of a problem in diary. We don't have a problem in our PPM markets.
When do you think that shift happened, that people no longer wanted to participate in radio ratings the way that they once did?
Well, I think there's a couple of things. There are a number of things that come into play here. First of all, we enumerate through random digit dialing through landline homes. That's where we get a database of phone numbers, okay? And believe it or not, that is still probably the preferred way for most research companies around the world to do, when they go and conduct consumer surveys. So with that said, however, as you probably know, and everyone knows, the decline in landline phones is growing and the use of mobile-only phones is increasing. So, for example, we think right now in Canada, it's roughly 40% of the people, households, are now mobile-only phones. And that's expected to get up towards 50% by 2020. So that's a shift that's taking place right there. When you combine that, we're having more difficulty reaching people as a result of that. For example, a number of years ago, it might have taken, you know, Numeris or BBM, you know, 5 or 6 dials to get you, say, Connie, to participate, okay? Or even to get, I'm sorry, just for you to pick up the phone. Today, it's taking upwards of 17 numbers to reach a household to contact them just to see if they'd be willing to participate. So that's a dramatic increase. As a result of that, we're burning through phone numbers. And the other problem is, you know, people are less interested in filling out their diaries and returning their, even if they do participate, we're getting fewer diaries returned. So there's a combination of all those things that's really contributing to this. It's almost like it's a perfect storm to the problems we're having with getting sustainable sample, as we call it, in all our diary markets. So that, in a nutshell, is what it is. People have too many things going on right now. And you know, when they have call display in their homes and they see another telemarketer calling, guess what? They're not picking up. So it's kind of, like I say, the perfect storm of all these things that have taken place over the last couple of years in particular that have brought this to a boiling point. Now, we have been aware of it for a number of years here at Numeris, and we've tried to do some things to kind of, you know, mitigate that challenge. We, for example, it's always easy to get people who are 50 years old to participate. It's not so easy to get the younger people to participate. So we've made some modification to how we incent people, and we've increased the incentives for the younger demographics to encourage them to participate. So we've done things like that. We've also, over the last 2 years, we introduced an online diary option But those people who choose to fill out their diary, they can either do it on the paper form or on electronically, whether it's on their laptop, their tablet, or their phone. So we've introduced that. And that actually had some success in terms of trying to get a younger representation of people in our surveys. Again, you know, we're able to increase the representation, I think, about 18 to 44-year-olds. We got more people participating. So we have been doing things like that, but it's not getting any better. And that's why we've come to the situation where we are today, where we have to make a dramatic change in the methodology to move to what I think is absolutely the right thing for the radio industry, and that's continuous measurement in our diary markets.
Okay, so let's talk about what those specific conversations were leading up to deciding that continuous measurement was the way to move forward.
So last spring, when this all came to a head, the board of directors at Numeris immediately instructed Numeris to put together a kind of ad hoc industry advisory panel for both radio and TV to address the problem. Because if we had not done anything, Connie, the projections that Numeris Research made was that we had 10 markets that we suppressed in the spring, that was going to continue to grow. And it was going to get into some much larger markets if we didn't address this problem in the years to come. So they said, okay, you need to, you know, we want you to get a committee together, an advisory committee, to come up with immediate solutions that we can implement as fast as possible to get us through the next 3 to 5 year window in measurement. So that took place last spring. And those meetings were actually chaired by the former head of Chorus and RNC Media, Mario Cecchini. We had, maybe 3 or 4 meetings of industry representatives from radio, TV, and the advertising community. We had all-day sessions where we said, okay, here are all the options on here. What can we do right now to address this? So that committee came up with a couple of recommendations that were put forward to the board last June, and they gave the approval to go ahead. In simplistic terms, there was a TV modification to how they're looking at extended markets and county markets. So they've made some adjustments there to help relieve sample pressure on the TV side. And on the radio side, the big recommendation, which was approved, was going to continuous measurement. So that's happened. That came out again last June. And we've been now working as quickly as we can to kind of get this thing implemented, because the longer it takes, the more markets we're going to get, you know, will become under duress. So that's the kind of the background there.
So how will the continuous measurement model work? There'll be data releases twice per year using a rolling average?
The model for continuous measurement is exactly that. It's going to be, sample will be spread out across 24 weeks over the course of a year, over 12 months. We're basically going to be measuring in diary now. This is just diary every other week. We're going to measure 48 weeks. We're not going to do the last 2 weeks in December and the first 2 weeks in January because of the holiday time period. So over 48 weeks, we're going to measure every other week, which means 24 weeks. So that's where we come up with 24 weeks of measurement over the 12-month period. Okay, every other week will be measured. So, for example, you know, and we hope to start this up in August. Our plans right now are to start this rolling out in August. So you'll have 1 week that's measured in August, 1 week off, then another week will be back on. So basically, not unlike what's happening in PPM markets, broadcasters in diary markets will be in a survey throughout the year.
Do you anticipate that there's going to be an initial ratings shift, much like the anomalies that we saw when the personal people meter system was first introduced?
Yeah. That's a good question. And I think, first of all, you can't really compare the difference between going from diary to PPM, because those are two distinctly different methodologies. This is still the same methodology with diary. However, having said that, there is going to be a bit of a transition because, you know, the way we capture tuning is going to change dramatically. Right now, we do it in two sweeps, in the fall and in the spring, where for 8 weeks, we capture the tuning. Right now, that sample is going to be spread out over 12 months. So if I was to give you an example, and let's just pick, say, Winnipeg, for example. The market of Winnipeg, if the sample sizes, and for general purposes, let's just say the sample size for each survey is roughly around 2,000. That's the target to represent Winnipeg. So right now we're going to take, and that's for every survey. So in theory, in Winnipeg, we actually get 4,000 people to participate over the course of the year. What we're going to do now, instead of trying to, go out and try and concentrate to get 2,000 people for the fall survey over 8 weeks, where we literally have to sit and just dial and dial and dial until we get enough people to total 2,000 for the Winnipeg market for that 8 week survey, and then we go away for 6 months and we start again in the spring. Instead of doing that now, we're going to take that 2,000 or 4,000, if you will, and spread it out over the course of the year. So that might mean we only need to get roughly 300 people in January, 300 people in February, 300 people in March, April, May, and June. And it'll be a different 300 people each time. So that, I think, is going to do a number of things. One, it will relieve sample pressure because we don't have to go and get 2,000 all at once in one period. We can break it out over each month. It also gets different people each month, which is then going to help mitigate the bounce that we sometimes see in the diary markets because we're getting a fresh sample every time, every month we go in. So those are some of the real big benefits, I think, of going to continuous measurement. Now, how we get there is going to be an interesting thing. To go back to your question, I think, for example, this fall coming up, we're going to roll this out in two phases. Phase one is basically we have to get into the continuous measurement model. We have to start at some point. So this fall, we're going to have some kind of a hybrid solution for the survey that comes out at the end of November. And that'll be a combination of continuous measurement and the most recent previous book in a particular market. So we're going to have a 50-50 kind of blend. That's the model that we're working on right now to get us into continuous measurement. Once we get into 2020 and beyond, it'll be full-on continuous measurement. Now, how that's going to affect the ratings that come out, we will have to see. We're going to have to study those results and just see how it affects what we're doing today to what the continuous measurement model is going to look going forward. I can tell you this, and the biggest concern that everyone has here, from Numeris to the agencies and advertisers and broadcasters, is that we know that the value of radio is not going to change overnight. So we have to make sure we clarify that and provide enough insight and direction to ensure that nothing has changed. It's just the methodology has changed here, but the value of radio has not changed. So that'll be an ongoing discussion with our committees, and in particular with Radio Connects. I think they will be able to lend a big supporting hand in how we communicate this to the buying market.
So is the bulk of the data that you're collecting still from that landline base?
It's a combination. We have in radio, we have landline and mobile only home representation. So we have enough. We do acquire mobile only home numbers, and so we have representation in those. In I think it's about the top 20 markets. We have a combination of landline and mobile only.
Okay, so then in the small markets, you'd be reliant more on that landline.
That's correct. Yeah.
Okay. Ultimately, you know, with the huge shift toward cellular only homes, that eventually is going to present an issue, won't it?
Yeah, I think it's clearly something that's on the horizon and that we have to be aware of. But again, I go back to what I said earlier. Right now, around the world, believe it or not, landline phones are still used. However, on the assumption that that's kind of going to go away, yeah, we have to come up with a different model of how to enumerate homes. And we are actually testing different variations of that right now as we speak. So Numeris is aware of that, and we're working on different kind of enumeration tactics, if you will, going forward. So I don't know what they are just yet, but believe me, it's high on the radar here in terms of what the future is going to look like. So yes, that's going to happen.
Okay, so how do small market and medium market diary stations prepare for this change?
Well, I think that's a good question. And it's funny, at the upcoming CMW conference in May, there's going to be a panel called Programming 2020 Masterclass, at which they've asked Numeris to speak about it. And I will go up on the stage and actually present some slides that go into detail as to exactly what this model is going to look like and what broadcasters need to know in preparing. On that panel, we've assembled a whole group of really high qualified programming people who will address exactly those questions you just asked. So I can give you my answers, but it's probably best to wait for CMW and to hear these guys talk about it. But it's, you know, it's something that they have to look at and they have to adjust. Not unlike what happened to radio when they went to PPM, which was continuous measurement. You're in the book all the time in PPM. So yeah, it's going to make a change. But as some broadcasters like to tell me that, you know, we always consider ourselves in ratings, and I think that's the right approach to take going forward. Having said all that, it's going to be an impact on talent, and it's going to be an impact on marketing and contesting and promotions, and they're going to have to figure out where they want to load up and where they want to step back a little bit, if you know what I mean.
Right. So radio obviously isn't the only area that's experiencing measurement challenges. Can you talk a little bit about what Numeris is working on in terms of the television and the digital side?
Well, the biggest thing on the television side is the move into digital video, all forms of digital. In particular, any kind of viewing that's being taken, that takes place over the internet, on the .cas, if you will, the non-linear content and things like that. And more consumption is taking place on that platform. And it's pretty interesting to see the moves that Numeris has made over the last probably 2 years. They've been working on this, that they're developing a new measurement tool just to capture that kind of video consumption. What it will end up being is the creation of a separate panel, not unlike the PPM panel that we have for radio and TV, but it'll be a separate panel that will be set up to monitor the viewing habits of people over the internet. And so there's a very detailed plan that's been put forward. The broadcasters and advertising industries have worked together on this, and Numeris is in the process of kind of rolling out a test of that new product. It's called VAM, Video Audience Measurement, as we speak right now. So it's very, very encouraging. They're moving into the digital space a little bit quicker than the radio industry is. And that's not to say that radio won't follow that plan, because more and more tuning onto radio is going to take place on the digital platform. We have to go there as well. I think this exercise in VAM is a real good opportunity for the radio industry to follow what the lead is on the television side and how they're going to capture this nonlinear or any kind of tuning that's taking place over the internet. So I think that's very, very exciting, and I think it's something to look forward to. And I can tell you the industry is very excited about that. And so that's a big issue that Numeris is doing on the video side. The other one is working with the CRTC working group, along with the set-top box data that comes out. So this is an issue that came over the last couple of years, and they've asked Numeris to kind of see if we can take some of that data that comes from the set-top box and clean it and fuse it with our audience data to come up with a much broader representation of viewing across Canada. So those are two big products that are being in development right now at Numeris.
Anything else you want to touch on, Ross?
No, I think that's enough for now. I think, you know, this is going to be the most important thing, I think, is that it's going to be a little bit of a pain to get into continuous measurement for radio. But I honestly believe, in all my years in broadcasting, that, you know, I've had so many frustrations, as guys still do today, about the bounce that you get in the diary markets. And I honestly believe that continuous measurement is going to really help mitigate that to a large extent. So that, to me, is a big win. I think the opportunity with continuous measurement will allow for more frequent releases as well. So right now we only release data twice a year. Well, with continuous measurement and the 12-month rolling average, guess what? We're going to be able to increase the amount of times that we release data. We need to get 1 year under our belt, but in phase two of this thing, we can certainly talk about releasing data at the very least 4 times a year to mirror what we do on PPM. We could actually go into monthly releases if the industry wanted us to do that, using this rolling average concept. So I think those are all really exciting things to look forward to. And it's going to be a little bumpy to get there, but I think once we get there, it's going to be really good. And I think that's a big step for the industry going forward.
Okay. I look forward to hearing more at CMW.
Terrific. I look forward to seeing you there.
Thanks for listening to Broadcast Dialogue. For more information about the podcast or to receive exclusive access to our weekly briefing about the Canadian media industry, visit us at broadcastdialogue.com. Don't forget to like us on Facebook, connect with us on LinkedIn, and follow us on Twitter and SoundCloud.